For tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
This is a Thursday afternoon service of July the 7th, 1988, tape number 15. Summer family camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Blanche Reynolds is the teacher of the afternoon.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Father, we bow our hearts before you this afternoon. Like the light at the end of the tunnel, Lord, we're seeing light. We know, Lord, that you aren't through with us yet. But we know, Lord, that your word is truth and it prevails and it's everlasting and that we have been designed to live forever. And we know, Lord, that in the state that we have been in, that living forever would have been a calamity for most of us, all of us. Me the most. But oh Lord Jesus, we know that your word has been given to set creation free. And that we, the weapons of our warfare, are not carnal. Oh, hallelujah. But they are mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. And that you chose the foolishness of preaching to bring men to you, Lord. And so, Lord God, this afternoon we make ourselves available to you. Incline our ear to hear, Lord. Let us understand and know that your mighty word shall fill this earth. Hallelujah. Father, we command our being to your attention. We ask you, O Lord, to show us the things that we need to know individually and collectively, Lord, for this final hour. As you sum up this day and usher in your millennial, Lord Jesus, we would not waver and we would not be weakened. And now, Father, I bind every thought into captivity. We pull down every stronghold that the enemy is ruling in right now. Every place that he sought to sift us as wheat, I bind the spirit of weak-mindedness, contention, anger in the name of Jesus, violence in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of separation. I bind the spirit of lawlessness. Iniquity, rebellion. I bind the spirit of rebellion in this earth. Hallelujah. And I ask you, Lord Jesus, to let the little ones be ministered to this day, Lord. The ones that are hurting, Lord. Father God, we've come to visit with you. We've come to praise you. We've come to worship you, Lord. We've come to lift you up. And we come, Lord, as a body, joined together to see your glory. And so, Father, we bind every thought that sets itself up against truth. We bind the spirit of contention. In the name of Jesus, we command you to loose the mind of the people. Father, we bind the spirit of haughtiness. In the name of Jesus, that it will have no place of rulership or authority. And now, Father, we make ourselves available to hear your word. Hallelujah. And everybody said amen. Amen. Thank you, honey. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If you would turn to the book of Amos, please, the 8th chapter. Thank you. Thus the Lord showed to me, behold, a basket of ripe and therefore soon to perish summer fruit. And he said, Amos, what do you see? And I said, a basket of summer fruit. And then the Lord said to me, the end has come upon my people Israel, and I will not pass by and spare them anymore. I see it's like a basket of summer fruit. Mellow, ripe, ready. So that as the Word of God is revealed unto us, that ripening process of exactness, the readiness to be consumed, I see the body of Christ like that basket of summer fruit. Mellow to the look of the natural eye. All of us having come to the birthing. And where is the strength to pull us through? It is time to go on. It is time to separate ourselves from the world. It is time to look inside and behold the mixture. It is time to settle the matter of truth and let your life be so hid in Christ, in God, that there would be nothing there that would have to be tested. A basket of summer fruit. I think I told you about the time I was praying and I said, you know, Lord, you changed all those guys' name in the Bible. And if you were to change my name, what would you call me? And the Lord said, Mellow. And I thought, that's nothing. And I thought, that wasn't God. God didn't say that. And I said it again, you know, Lord, if you was to say to me, what my name, you changed my name, the Lord said, Mellow. And I said, yeah, I begin to understand. When fruit is ready, that's what we call it, Mellow. The fruit is ready. We've talked a lot about deliverance and the things that we need to do. But the fruit of deliverance is ready in the midst of you. We are ready to get those things out of us that will hinder us in our growth and maturity as the change is taking place and God is ushering in His millennial. There will be nothing within us that has to be tested because we have passed the test. Beloved, there's a basket of summer fruit by the Spirit ready to be looked upon by Him that has eyes to see, ripe for the dealing with oneself. He said, and the songs of the temple shall become wailings in that day, saith the Lord. And dead bodies shall be many. See, what happens after mellow? Decay begins to set in if you don't know who you are in Christ Jesus. Dead bodies shall be many, and in every place they shall be cast forth in silence now. What are we looking at in this hour? As the Lord is bringing forth the ripening of truth, we're seeing a church sitting in silence, not aware of the authority of the Word of God in her mouth, nor speaking in that authority to bring deliverance to the earth. Like dead bodies, many in every place cast forth in silence. Where is the truth in the earth? It is in Him who seeks the Lord His God and inquires of Him and longs to and desires the desires of His God. Now, I could say a lot about the seed. I could say a lot about the ripening process. But I want to talk to us like where we are right now. Beloved, deliverance is serious business. It calls forth areas in our life that in the natural aren't pleasant to look at. There's a disturbance going on in the midst of you. And you don't like what you see. would be easy to fling away your consciousness by judging everyone else and the weaknesses all around you, that would be easy to place the beam or the motor, however they said that, in the eye, see. Be easy to pass it on and become judgmental and contentious and arrogant about the weaknesses that you see in other people. Because what's the enemy aiming at? Getting your eye off you so you won't deal with you. And the only person you can change is yourself. And then he comes at you with this process. You know, we have a lot of food preservatives, and this is one of Satan's preservatives to keep his stuff going on in the midst of you. And it's saying, well, you know, nothing to this deliverance. It doesn't really work. It's just a lot of emotion worked up. He just keeps whispering in your ear things that would rob you of the excellence of deliverance to set you free. He says things like, won't last. It's not real. If it's not real and it won't last, why was 70% of Jesus' ministry deliverance? Why was the first demon that was cast out in the synagogue the religious order of that day? And why would God be unfolding in this hour to the body the message to set creation free, to deal with the sickness and the retardation that is bringing the cup to its fullness of fornication and death? Everywhere you go, we see the enemy at work trying to destroy the mind of the people, working against the children of God. And it's like dead bodies sitting in silence because the Word has not been understood. It has not been declared correctly. And the mind of man has been the workshop of satanic controls until the life is so disturbed and the generations of iniquity have come to such a fullness that all that is spilling forth is a lawlessness and a rebellion, a selfishness of man's mind to do what he wants to do to please himself. And that man-pleasing death realm is being exposed as the cup is poured out before us. We are seeing things within each of us that have got to, as the Holy Ghost reveals them, that we must be delivered from. We cannot go on until that exposure comes. Now, hold your finger right there and look in Ezekiel 16. Ezekiel 16 says, and again the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, cause Jerusalem to know the threshing floor of peace, Jeru, threshing floor, Salem, peace. Cause the threshing floor of peace to know and realize her idolatrous abomination, that they are disgusting, detestable, and shamefully vile. And say, thus saith the Lord God to Jerusalem, that's representing Israel, this, put your spiritual glasses on, please, this spiritual Israel, him who is contending, seeking God, that's what Israel means, your spiritual origin and your birth are thoroughly Canaanitish, that means low, your spiritual father was an Amorite. That was the son that was born out of incest in the cave when Lot's daughters, in the selfishness and the fear of losing their identity in the earth, committed the act of incest after getting their father inebriated. Said, your daddy's an Amorite, your father's an Amorite, and your mother is a Hittite. That's full of fear. And as for your birth on the day that you were born, your navel cord was not cut, and you weren't washed with water to cleanse you, nor rubbed with salt, nor swaddled with bands at all. And no, I pitied you to do any of these things for you, to have compassion on you. But you were cast out in an open field, for the person was, your person was abhorrent and loathsome on the day that you were born. And he said, when I passed by you and I saw you rolling about in your blood, I said to you, live. Yes, I said to you, in your natal blood, live. I caused you, Israel, to multiply as the bud which grows in the field, and you increased and you became tall and you became the full maidenhood and beauty. And you were formed, ready for maturity. And we're looking at a body who has come to the point of birthing. And the Word has been so watered down to please the flesh until the navel cord has not been cut, and the church is rolling about in the polluted blood of generations past of lawlessness and rebellion. And they are looking for a word here and a word there to bring them forth and to stand them upon their feet and to cut the cord of the shame and the disgrace of death. And God has spoken a word of life, the life giver. His only begotten Son, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And the Word of life has come. And He has spoken life unto our being. And life, being ordered of the Lord, is coming to a place of understanding as the church becomes out of that death realm where she has bound herself to the lawlessness of the natural realm where sense and feeling have abound, and her commitment to death, beloved, is being exposed because the voice that she has heard is life. Hallelujah. His name is Jesus, and He has vestured her with an inheritance that has brought her as a life factor in Him to live forever. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the Word of God is going forth so that we, a people, will hear the Word of the Lord and be changed by it. Mellow, ripened fruit, ready, and God calling together a people who will hear, know, understand who we are. Now, the songs of the temple shall become wailings now. You say, but you know, this doesn't really sound good. But when God is summing up His Word and making ready His Word to the people, we must realize and understand that the world is waxing worse. And the things that peoples have given themselves to have got to be exposed. And God is exposing them to Him that has ears to hear and eyes to see. Fourth verse now in Amos. Hear this, O you who would swallow up and trample down the needy, even to make the poor of the land to fail and come to an end, saying, when will the new moon festival be passed, that they may sell the grain, and the Sabbath that they may offer wheat for sale, making the ephah measure small and the shekel measure great, and falsifying the scales by deceit. Beloved, the natural realm that is controlling the church has got to be exposed for what it is. And the mind must be cleansed for the revealing of truth, and things that we have been bound to and thought that this was the way must be looked into again and realized that as the Word of God is being spoken in this hour, He is so expanding truth that every measure of glory that He has prepared and hidden in it for this end time hour, for the body to feed upon and be sustained, nurtured in, He is causing a people to know and understand that this natural realm, as good as it has been, is swallowed up in the victory of life. Hallelujah. And you cannot be bound in the intellect of sense and feeling when God has prepared you as a spiritual being to walk and to live and to dwell in the Spirit. Let us learn. Hallelujah. We will not sit in the death of silence and be victimized by the controls of the natural realm. Darkness is covering the earth. Judgment must come to America. Things that are accelerated to the mind to bring the fullness of the cup of the flesh into vision, God is allowed so that you will come out of her and have no place within her. All that we have thought in times past must be examined in the light of truth. Words that we have not understood, like regeneration, restoration, many religious sounds, words that excite, but we must know the meaning of a living, dwelling place in them. The Word is life unto you, and the mixture that is in us, it is revealing. And the mixture that is revealed must be cast out. Lawlessness, rebellion, the band of the yoke of death must be flung from us. And until we know the language of holiness and all of its protection, and that's what's happening, we're a transition people. We are being measured by the plumb line of Jesus Christ the Word. And we are looking into His Word in such clearness and understanding that no other generation has seen. We are seeing the wickedness, the deceit, the lawlessness that each of us have come forth, and we're able to look at it with eyes of holiness to cast it from us and not run and hide in shame and disgrace as the church has up until this age. But God is causing, as like the changing of the guard, the changing of the Sabbath. I wish I could have heard all of that today. God is causing a people, a standard people, a people who's setting a standard to stand in this hour and not waver. I want you to know, and I go on record as in declaration, we win. Hallelujah. Now, the battle's hot. It hurts. I tell you, it hurts. It's a stripping process. There's wounds there. But beloved, the truth will remain forever. And once you've stepped up out of that grave and you begin to experience life and command life to your situations, the easier your deliverance comes. Amen. How did we run at first? I remember with Glenn and Irma, I came along about that same time. Got in some of those meetings with Derek Prince and saw all of that happening and wanted to run out the door and never turn and look back. Afraid. This is God. Ooh, I can't stand it. But something in me, knowing for the people and for myself. Hallelujah. Boy, was I a mess. And still seeing things continually that have got to go. Now. So, here we go. Sixth verse. That we may buy into slavery the poor and the silver, with for silver and the needy, for a pair of sandal feet, They're looking at the things of the natural realm, the church and the church system of this day, trying to find a way to control the people so that they can teach them the things that they want them to hear, so that they don't get out of line in any way. I see this poor word here meaning ignorant, lack of knowledge, poor in spirit, see. Poor in understanding spiritual things. Let me make that declaration right, see. Trying to get them to fit in the shoes that we want them to wear, that's going to match that garment that we would see them shrouded in. And sell the refuge of the wheat as if it were a good grade, putting words and doctrines of psychic phenomena upon people to bring the control of materialistic bondage until the heart is sick and there's much hurt and pain, and people are saying, I want to go on. I'm hungering and thirsting, but I'm not being fed. God is calling the body back to the basics. He's saying, come out from among them and be ye separate. Seek my face, cry out, and pour out before me. I've got meat to eat that you know not of. There is hidden manna ready to be revealed for the church who is willing to stand with all the terms of the everlasting covenant ratified in the midst of her. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the Lord has sworn by Himself, see, who is the glory and the pride of Jacob. Surely I'll never forget any of their rebellious deeds. God's got the facts set up unto the point. Hallelujah, and thank you for mercy, Lord, that all rebellion has been cataloged by the Lord. He knows exactly what causes the grievous wounds. He knows exactly where the sins of the fathers is meet and met. And as iniquity flows and blossoms and pours forth in the ages, the Lord your God is well aware of every rebellious factor that this human containment could be bound in. And He said, shall not the land tremble on this account? And everyone mourn who dwells in it. And that's what's happening. Church is mourning, crying everywhere we go. We see people hurting. We see uncleanness and perversion. People believing lies and trying to make the lies work. Yes, it shall all rise like the river Nile. The more this garbage is poured into her, the more she blossoms out, you know, wig jaws, full of it. Hallelujah for mercy, Lord. I can remember a time when I believed everything everybody said when they said it. But glory to God for the gift of the Holy Ghost and discernment. Where I could look at a person, glory, hallelujah, and see some of the bruise and the hurt and the thing that the enemy is trying to do. Thank you, Lord, for the gifts of the Holy Ghost operating in the true church. Thank you, Lord, that the ecclesia, that means being called out. That's what the church is. Thank you, Lord, that there's a called out people, a many-membered body who are cultivating the gifts of the Holy Ghost to set creation free. Thank you, Lord. And that as this pot rises, as this river boils, it shall be tossed about and it'll sink back again to a normal level, as does the Nile of Egypt, see, when the season or like brings forth the fullness, the cup of idolatry is about to be totally spilled out and revealed to the true church. And people will not be caught up in the paganistic practices of emotional imbalance that lead them to more idolatry. God God's calling out a true church, a people whose eye is single, who is not adulterated with the sins of the flesh. He's calling out a people to know His Word and to speak His Word and know that His Word never fails. Hallelujah. And in that day, saith the Lord God, I'll cause the sun to go down at noon, and I'll darken the earth in the broad daylight of time. And because all of us are so used to this natural realm and natural kind of thinking, we're trying to measure this glorious end time word by a natural mind, and it doesn't fit. And there's much struggle going on in this birthing travail of bringing forth a clear word that'll always deliver. Hallelujah. Everyone who enters in, hallelujah, and receives it.
Amen.
And we see the Lord moving mightily. And you're not going to be able to measure this word with any kind of a doctrine that you have known thus far. For God will not let the romance of this natural realm coddle your emotions anymore. To bless me here and bless me there and not deal with yourself. And let me tell you, it comes under the heading of the word of mercy. That's God's mercy delivering you, so that this time, as He shakes everything that can be shaken, there's nothing in you that has to be shaken. You'll stand the test of time. You'll stand the word of deliverance, and you will be delivered. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And every time you need deliverance, you'll go after it. Hallelujah. You see, when He shakes out your enemy, all that's left is truth and power and might and the everlasting gospel. Hallelujah. The covenant. And what does that do? Woo, sinew and muscle. Hallelujah. The walking God now. Hallelujah. Muscle, virtue. Hallelujah. See, sinew and muscle on your spirit man. And He said, I'll turn your feast in the morning and all your songs into lamentation. And I'll cause sackcloth to be put upon all loins, and baldness for mourning shall come on every head. And I'll make it as the morning as of an all for an only son, and an end of it as a bitter day. Beloved, that's mercy. God's not going to let you run away and play church in anywhere and cause you to be weakened and slack in this end time. We're a many-membered body that's going to stand and not break our ranks. We're God's choice, His selection. He knew all those horse thieves and murderers and criminals. Bloodline when He birthed you through it. He knew all about that rebellion factor. He knew exactly what it was going to take to bring you out and to break its curse of iniquity off of you. He trusted the blood of the only begotten, His only Son, and His blood factor to make the bruise of your blood of none effect. It seems to me that the greater the warfare, the more deep the cut, the bruise in a person, the more hard the backside of the desert, probably bad English, the more worse, that's even worse. As bad as the backside of the desert is, that's getting better, isn't it? Thank you. Hallelujah. See, the more when that person comes through it, steadfast, strengthened, gloriously determined, his eye is single toward the word of the God, of his God, the Lord his God. He's not running after the doctrines of men. He doesn't want to go back into that mire any longer. He knows from whence he came. Ask me how I know. I've been there some. Hallelujah. And I'm willing to go back every time it's needed. But there comes a time, let me just share this with you. We're hurting, we're bleeding, we're bruised, we're torn. And all of it has been to call forth obedience. And as we become obedient to the Word of God, and as we listen or hearken unto His voice, the less the crisis. The more the enemy is flung out of you, his controls removed, the more you are controlled by the Holy Ghost, the less you have to be taught the battle. You know when he sends? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm ready to go. You hear his voice. He doesn't have to repeat himself. You don't have to lap the mountain. See, all of this comes into a place of holiness before the Lord. We're hurting in areas in our lives right now. It's not easy to look at yourself. But let me tell you, when you do, there is an obedience factor that brings you to that place of ministry where you're not going to get caught up and have to go around the mountain time and time again. See, it's time that the body of Christ be delivered so that we can be deliverers. That's what it's all about. See, it's time to get all of this mire out of us, so that when we deal with ourselves, hallelujah, we will know how to deal with our brothers and sisters in Christ. Did I do the ninth verse? And in that day saith the Lord, yes, I did. I'll cause the sun to go down at noon. See, when the word's written on your heart, you're not going to depend on the natural for your source. You're going to depend on Jesus, the Word of God, for your source. Doesn't matter in what situation you find yourself in the brightness of a noonday or the darkness of a night, the steadfast light in you is forever. Hallelujah. Now. And he said, I'll turn your feast in the morning and all your songs into lamentation, and I'll cause your sackcloth to be put upon all loins and baldness for mourning, and I shall come on every head, and I'll make it as the morning, as for an only son. Strong word. But we're not going to be weak. You're not going to stand up there in the midst of the battle and be shot down because you didn't know the weapons of your warfare and the authority of the name of Jesus. We're not going to be destroyed for lack of knowledge, because God, hallelujah, has called us according to His purpose now. And just like it is, like sick unto death, some of these things come out, these spirits come out, demons come out with prayer and fasting. Sick unto death. Man, you get mad at everybody around you. You want to knock them in the head and do everything you can to keep from dealing with yourself. And if he doesn't affect you that way, you want to jump in your car and run and never look back. Everywhere the enemy has a hold, he's going to do his best to hold you there. Now, you see, this old man, this old death man, this man of death, death is your last enemy to go. Boy, I think you ought to write that down, you know. Death is the last enemy to go. You see how near we are to total victory in everything in our life. When death is putting up such a struggle and such a fight in you, those controls so ready to just, you know, just do battle everywhere, but where it's needed, know this, that he's just about to slip out. And he knows it. And it's like when a person dies, the nurses here can verify this, just before a person, a human being will slip into eternity, in him will take one great move, one final move toward the preservation of life or to bring life forth. And in those just few moments, many times, the person who has been in a coma will come to and talk to their people, or there will be signs of life and color coming back and cyanotic looks leaving them. Just so that old death factor in the spirit, see, when he knows he's being exposed, see, man, the devil is stirred up. He knows that people are finding him out. And he gives all the forces in for that one final blow to crush just before he leaves. I was praying for this lady not long ago, and she had the spirit of a witch in her. And it was really big time Jezebel and just pitching a fit. And I said, in the name of Jesus, I command you to come out. The blood of Jesus says you've got to go. And the spirit said, uh-oh, that's me. I got to go. And it and it left. Hallelujah. And up until that time, you ought to saw her. I mean, she was pitching a fit. But when it came down, see, we're cutting cords here. Lawless rebellion factors of generations past. Weaknesses of diseases that have been passed down to us through the sins of ancestors revealed unto us. We're removing the very taproot source because the Word of God works. Hallelujah. Now. And it works, it works, it works to him who believes. Now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, behold, the day comes, saith the Lord God, that I'll send a famine in the land. Not a famine for bread, nor a thirst for water, but a famine for the hearing of the word of the Lord. And I tell you, it's upon us. People are thirsting for truth. Oh, the death, there's much death word being taught. But beloved, when you hear a life word, I tell you, when Brother Tommy stood up last night, there was a life word. I was revived. Hallelujah. I wanted to hear more. Praise the Lord. I ate a meal of truth last night because the Word ministered life to me. It's from the realm of life. The firstborn of the dead. That Word spoke. It came out of the mouth of His prophet. Hallelujah. And it delivered a life meal unto him who was ready to eat and be satisfied in truth. There's a famine for the Word in the land. A lot of people trying to put things together, taking the word out of context, taking a psychic phenomena and trying to control the masses, buying up shoes for people to walk in to make them fit their gospel. Dear Lord Jesus, let us know that there's a barefooted company coming forth. And you're not going to need... They're a barefooted deliverers. Hallelujah. You're going to feel all the turf where you're standing. You're going to know everything that's possessed in there. And you're going to possess the Lord your God. The word of the Lord your God. To its completeness. In everything that you are walking in. See, that's what, you know, Brother Jack preached that word, and it came into my hand by the tape. I'd never seen him before. And when I listened to that, oh, my spirit leaped within me because I knew what he was saying about barefooted deliverers. Barefooted deliverers. See, when a man's walking barefoot, he's going to walk where he's walking, look where he's walking, and not step in some of the places that he might have trusted a shoe in. That's right. You're not going to be protected by anything of the flesh realm that's going to pat you on the back and tell you how good you are. Hallelujah. But you're going to walk in the glory of God and know His voice and command your being to His attention and let the life word rejuvenate life within you. Bring forth life. Let God arise and His enemies be scattered. I walked up the hill today from the children's meeting with these shoes on, and it seemed like I felt every rock under my foot because I'm not used to walking on the rocks. And I thought, oh Lord, how carefully the body of Christ must be in their walk in this hour. How much of the stony path is being revealed. So many things that you know, if you put enough stones together and break them up and pour some mortar in between them, you'll get a level place. But you take a bunch of stones out.
You know, just falling out of the places that they were and broken off from the big boulders. There's a bruising factor and a stone bruise. And I see a stone bruise on the feet of the body of Christ. At this point, we've been bruised by the doctrines of men, hoping we could make what they said work. And when it didn't, we were discouraged. And there's been a discouragement going about this earth, like the fullness of the cup spilling out from the being, because people have been discouraged, and now doubt and unbelief set in, and all of this cup boils like the River Nile blowing up. There is a coming, hallelujah, until what is emptied out, and the true word is laid down in the being. He said, and the people shall wander from sea to sea, like the masses of the people. They'll join themselves to this group and to that group, wanting to hear the word, the words of the Lord. And they'll go from the north even to the east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord. And it's begun, and people are looking, desiring truth. They'll be looking to the Lord. Inquiring for, and inquiring it as one requires food, but they shall not find it. How can this be so? Beloved, when the cup of uncleanness and moral decay and all the garbage of Satan's realm, the cup is full, and it's got to be emptied out. And when it's emptied out, the Holy Ghost reveals. And as truth comes in and takes over every area that's been vacated, they'll find the Word to bless and protect and heal and restore. He said, in that day shall the fair virgins and the young men faint for thirst. And we're seeing the little ones bruised. Because they don't know. We see that old Asherah, or those who swear by that sin of Samaria, see that rebellion. Christian can't have a demon. All that stuff taught in the church. And because the eyes of the church are on the man at the pulpit, they believe it. And it's swelling. Hallelujah. By the life of their God, like the golden calf. What was the golden calf? The golden calf was Aaron's pressure lifter. When he put that calf up there, they weren't seeking his life anymore. A lot of people have got golden calves up there, trying to get the pressure off of them. Everything else, trying to work in every other place except where they need to work. And that's on themselves. Running to this meeting, to that person, and to all the things that, quote, look like they've got this end time word. Calling out from among them a people who will not be looking for somebody to get the pressure off of them. But they'll be looking for restoration, healing, deliverance, the kingdom of God revealed. This whole mystery of iniquity must be dealt with. Lawlessness and rebellion. The peoples tremble for lack of knowledge. God is shaking, and what is being slung out are her enemies. And God is making plainer path before the peoples, and we'll know. Are in Christ Jesus. Just in closing, now and then we're going to pray for each other. It's very important that you word and in prayer. You can't expect someone else to keep doing this for you. You all have come to a beginning place this week. Here we are in Thursday. Much has been taught. And you have been set free from many things. But soon it will be when we'll pull up the stakes of the camp and we'll go back to our dwelling places. And there we are again. And we must put to practice what we have heard. And we must keep ourselves free from the old habits of rebellion. See? The things that tore us away. The confusions, you know. It doesn't hurt to take the telephone off the hook for 30 minutes and close your prayer closet door. And, you know, if you just start for 30 minutes and work it up into whatever hours you can, and you got to begin. See, make a beginning. See, don't let what we have spoken to you overwhelm you. See, because there's much that's been said. And you couldn't possibly contain or catalog all of it right away, see. But you want to maintain what you have heard, and you want to know the control and the authority that you have is in the name of Jesus. And in the name of Jesus, as deliverers, you are delivered. See, I'm the deliverer and I'm the deliveree. See, I command deliverance to me and I'm delivered. Don't let the enemy say, oh, you want to do that or you don't have time for that. Boy, when that kind of thought comes to you, know that's when you need it. See, the opposite of what you're thinking is usually what you really need. See, and from where you are, see, on the foundation that you are, apply yourself. Now, this word's not a secret. It's not a mystery. It's life to him that finds it. Any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. See, some are going back to those old sandals that they've been wearing in the church system. But beloved, God's called you not to put on any shoes to walk in. That's going to keep you from possessing your Him. These barefooted sons are coming forth. We've talked to you about the Son of God. The sons of God being the pattern image of Jesus. Doesn't it excite you to know that God's plan is maturing a man-child image in this earth, and that all that He said He will do, He is doing it, and He has chosen us to dwell in. Isn't it exciting to know that the sons of God are being revealed in this earth, in this hour, in this day? Isn't it glorious that they are being cleansed? See, back about 10 or 15 years ago, I heard this message and my spirit leaped within me. And then I heard a lot of things that people caught up and took up because their vessels weren't clean. They didn't have deliverance. And man got to thinking he was God. And they traded wives around because some other lady looked good, and he was trying to God with the mind of the flesh, and it was all out of balance, and it bruised people's minds because they didn't have the whole truth. But God in this hour, see, is we have the message. It's here. It's never died. It's always been there because that's God's plan. We fit in to Jesus Christ, the Word, and we're going to be like Him. He is the only pattern that we're going to be like. And He has given us the authority of His name to sling all our enemies out. See, that was the part that they didn't have. And right behind it, God began to reveal it. And we have learned, and we are understanding, and we are being delivered. And now the message is coming forth in greatness and might and power, because the commission has been made ready. I wanted to talk to you about the 5th chapter of Zechariah, and I'll save it in case I get to do this again. But in closing, remember what Luke 9 said, and just look at this with me, please. And Jesus called together the 12 apostles. Now, hallelujah. And He gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases, the Amplified says now. The sons of God walking in deliverance, the commissioned of the Lord, will do it exactly like the Word says that we will. And He sent them out to announce and preach the kingdom of God and to bring healing. Now, and the Lord is calling a people who will take His Word and command their being to it and be delivered. Now, what you've learned to this point, let's put it into practice. When this message is fulfilled, we will go on into higher realms of truth. We are going to be His image in this earth. A heaven people, heaven-minded, and full of glory. Now, I want us to bow our heads this afternoon, please. And maybe we will do this a little different. We've called out many things now. And you have understood as the days have come by the different things that were bothering you. And this afternoon I want us to become a body of deliverers. And be delivered and help to deliver one another. And so I want to call out some things that I feel that we need to still continue to deal with. And I want them to be the things that you know about in your mouth. Okay. You say, Lord Jesus, I command my being to your attention. I ask you to write your word upon my heart. I ask you to show me who I am. That I might know you. The authority of your word. The name of Jesus. And now I command my being to your attention. I break every curse, every legal right that Satan had for 10 generations to bind me to death. I break all curses of superstitions. In my ethnic background that gave witchcraft and idolatry a control in my life. I break the curse of paganism off of my life. I pull down the strongholds, the weaknesses, and the tendencies that have drawn my generation into the occult. I break the curse of deafness, blindness, ignorance off of my life in the name of Jesus. And now I command every root of deception in the occult to be ripped out of me right now. I rip it out. I cast it out. I command it out. Come out. Come out. That's it. Call it out of you. Call it out. Say, I command it out. I command it out. I command it out. Loose me. That's it. Let your voice be heard. Let your voice be heard. You are the deliverer and the deliveree. Command it out. In the name of Jesus. I command you to loose me. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, let it go. Begin to cough it out. Hallelujah. That's it. Let begin to cough it out. Hallelujah. 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 Come on out. Come on out. Come on out. Come on out in the name of Jesus. I break the curse of the druids in the name of Jesus. I break the curse of all Indian lure, all Indian background in the name of Jesus. All that in the name of Jesus, I command it to come out. In the name of Jesus, I command it to loose you. Every bit of it right now in Jesus' name. I command it to go. Hallelujah. Okay? All right, let's deal with the next one. In the name of Jesus, let me tell you something first. When I'm working with somebody, and you might want to remember this and ponder over it and pray about it, I always begin with the witchcraft when I'm working with somebody, because when you get the controls out of the idolatry, of the deception, that frees them up to look honestly at the rest of the things that are there. We break all the curses of our name in this earth in the name of Jesus, of the natural man. Every curse has been levied on your name in the name of Jesus. You say, Lord Jesus, I break every curse that's been visited to my name in this hour. I command every tendency, every legal right of Satan's harassment to be loosed from me in the name of Jesus. And now say your name and break the curse off of it. Hallelujah. Come on, in the name of Jesus. I break the curse of the rentals. I break the curse of the porters. In the name of Jesus, I command it to loose me. All their weaknesses, everything that's hidden there, all the tendencies to hold on the things of my personality quirks. In the name of Jesus, things that have bound me in anger, resentment. Jesus, I command it to loose me now. Everything that my name has implied, in the name of Jesus. I go back 10 generations and I break the curse that has bruised my name in this hour. All the curses that have bruised my name. All of my generation, my children and my children's children and their children's children. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Now, I break the curse of all the diseases of Egypt. Everything that has been visited in disease to my generation. All sickness that comes to me that I have not understood, I command its weakness, its tendency to control my personality and my physical man. My subconscious. I break the curse of all diseases. Satan, you get your hands off my life. Off my children. My sickness. And I'm talking to migraine headaches. In the name of Jesus. Say, call the things that you know there. What your mother or father, the things, the sickness, the weaknesses that have been in your life. In the name of Jesus. Diabetes. In the name of Jesus. Come on, we call them out. We call them out. We call them out in the name of Jesus. Diabetes, all in the name of Jesus. I command that to all kidney diseases, kidney disorders, kidney infections, weak kidney stones, weaknesses there. I break the curse of it. I call it out. All arthritis, in the name of Jesus. All resentment, bitterness, control, and dominance. I command to loose you. Come on out. Come on now. Kick it out. Visit it out in the name of Jesus. I command to loose you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I bless your name, Lord. I bless your name, Jesus. I bless your name, Jesus. I bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, wretch him out of there. Wretch him out of there. Hallelujah. And you know things that I don't even know the name of to call. Heart trouble. Oh, big factor. Heart trouble. Heart trouble. All heart disease. In the name of Jesus. Arteriosclerosis. In the name of Jesus. All the neuroses also, and the paranoias and the phobias that go in the insanity realm. All the manias in the name of Jesus. The weaknesses, the pull toward death in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Now. Let's just be quiet for a moment, all right? Hallelujah. Now, each one of you, you're the priest in your vessel. Do a little inventory. How do you feel? always stop and take that inventory when you feel it's needed so you can measure what's going on. This is not guessing and hoping. Man, these are facts. We're getting these things out. This is reality. They've got to go. You deal with those things in the name of Jesus now. Okay? Well, here's another thing to remember. If you are dizzy going around in circles, it means there's more witchcraft you need to get rid of, because that's what it does. It's like a hypnotic thing that binds you like the wheel that never ends. If you feel lightheaded, that usually tells me that person has experienced a lifting of that spirit. I note a lot of things in people's eyes. Usually on this side of the face, the eye that looks out at me of the witch, I can recognize her every time. See, we're deliverers. We're going out here to set creation free. Usually when the face is involved and there's deep hurt in the face, there's several things that can cause it. But the one thing that I notice most, when the face and the hands are both hurting very bad, this is homosexuality and the lesbian nature, but it's more. It's the witch and the warlock who have hidden under that dominance and control. See, because what do both of those things do? They control the self man, the flesh man, the desire realm, see. And they're big, strong roots and forces, see. And sometimes when you're working with someone and it looks like you're not getting that out, and that begin to look with the signs and recognize. Now, I'm not saying this is always the way it is, but most of the time, when I go in this area, we get results. Now, this girl that I was working with, she was big time charismatic witch. She gave all the prophecies in her church. See? Hair dyed jet black. Pointed nose. I mean, you know, you didn't have to look very far. You know, we would have said at one time it was hardness. Eye makeup on, you know, with us, you know, like the cat eyes up. Wasn't hard to see. But if I hadn't have looked at any of that, I saw that eye looking at me. Just in defiance, you know, like, you'll not rule me. We began to pray for her. She wanted deliverance. And we began to pray for her. And those things began to manifest. And her mouth went, you couldn't talk. For the tape's sake, it was like, oh. It was just her, like she was going to whistle. That's a good description. Now, her lips came all up like she was going to whistle. And she was trying to sing and she hurt, you know. And she couldn't make us to understand it. And her hands were just hurting, you know. They were kind of out, but oh, they were hurting. And she was trying to rub them and that she couldn't. And all of a sudden, I saw the claws come into place and I knew the witch was there. And I knew that she had hidden under the lust and the uncleanness of this woman. And we were calling out. See, I was calling out the lesbian nature. But when the claws came out, I knew that what hid under that dominating control of the lesbian personality was a full-blown witch. And I knew that, see, all the face, all the uncleanness that was there, and like the lesbian would do, all of that uncleanness would begin to surface. But I didn't have the key until I saw that. And when I called the witch out, then it all came out and she just let it go on the floor. God delivered her. It was a learning experience. Another thing I want you to remember, every time you are delivered or you help somebody in deliverance, you learn more about deliverance. I learn every day I work with somebody because we're all uniquely different. And different spirits will work on people in different ways. And some people will moan and groan. Most of the time when the big heavy-duty witches come out, they come out with a shriek and a scream. And then there are times when I've seen them, because there's such a mixture there, layer and layer of all those controls, until there's great throwing up. and all that idolatry, and it's always black. And when, and Brother Glenn taught me this, when there's blood in what comes forth, that means that that bondage was in the bloodline. It's a visitation in the bloodline. Another thing that I know to our people's hands, they tell you many things. And that, and when I'm working with somebody, and I'm usually, you're aware of that person's hands and what they do with them. When you are looking at their hands, most of the time homosexuality, there'll be a slickness or a shine on the fingers. Turn white, that's right. And it's just, it's there visible for you to see. And they get ice cold, that's right. And the legs and the feet will hurt sometime with the same thing, see. All of these are, you know, these aren't secrets, but and this may not be the exactness of way it happens every time. But if you know some of these things, it makes it easier for you to help that person get delivered. See, because that stuff gets packed down in there so hard, you can't. It's hard to get the crust off or get that people, the person to know how to really, you know, enter in and help themselves. And I think sometimes that's why I get so loud, because I'm a loud person anyway. But I get so loud because I'm fighting so hard to meet them at a place where we can lock into the Spirit and they can be set free, see, so that they can begin to help get set free, see. Deliverance is easy here because we came wanting deliverance and understanding. But a lot of times as ministers, where we go and we're teaching, the people don't thoroughly understand it. And I'm saying, Lord, give us wisdom, give us knowledge so that we can be there for that person. And in the name of Jesus, results come when the authority of His Word is spoken. Just like Gene and Earlene said, you don't have to be loud. You don't have to say certain words. You speak in the authority of the name of Jesus. That's what does it. The name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, as we are being delivered, every time you feel that there's something there, look at it. Don't wait till later. Look at it. And as soon as you can, deal with it. If you fall off the watermelon truck and you lose your temper, see? I just wanted you to be shocked into what I'm saying, see. If you get in a place where you lose your temper or step out of the character, the nature of the Holy Spirit, the way of godliness, as fast as you can, repent and command anything that entered in your anger to be removed. Because the enemy works in hatred and anger and violence and vengeance like God works in love. And He's going to do His best to see that that situation is there. He's going to try to disturb your peace, because deliverance brings us into a peaceful place. Our peace is undisturbed. See now. So let us learn together. And another thing, never be afraid to express your true feelings. Not to hurt somebody, but to examine you. Don't hold it back. Don't try to make, you know, think, well, I'm just having a bad day. Or, you know, don't try to slough it off in some with some other kind of reasoning. Be alert. The weapons of your warfare are not carnal. They're mighty to the pulling down of strongholds, like the Word says. And the Word is in your mouth. And as quick as you feel a need to it, get in a place where you can command your being to the Word of God. See, we have helped you. We will help you. We are helping you. Hallelujah. But there comes a time you must begin to help yourself. Hallelujah. Now, we have learned this to go on. Here's the big key I've been waiting to say all afternoon. Deliverance makes more room in you for Jesus. It's the bottom line. That's what it's all about. Doesn't make you super spiritual and bigger than everybody else and, oh, we've got the power. It doesn't call you to be a booger hunter under every bush. It calls you to deal with yourself. so that Jesus Christ is lifted up. There's coming a day when the world will be looking for you, but they won't see you, because what they'll see is Jesus. Let that roll around in your spirit. That goes all over me. Hallelujah. See? They're going to see Jesus, because Jesus has come. He's here. He's coming again. And we're going to present the kingdom to the Father. But it's after every enemy has been put under our feet. The kingdom of God is at hand. Hallelujah. And He has chosen us to be like Him now. Okay, with every eye closed and every head bowed again, we're going to do some more now. Let's deal. And I want somebody, the Lord, just let the Lord tell you what you need to deal with, and just say it loud enough so we can all pray with you about it. Inferiority. Did everybody hear that? Inferiority. Okay, now. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over inferiority. I command it to loose me. Now cast it out. Take a deep breath. Push him out. See, the breath has to go. Come on out. Inferiority. Come on out. Come on out. All your roots. He harbors self-pity. Self-pity. Come on out. Self-pity. Come on out in the name of Jesus. Rejection is hid in that inferiority. In the name of Jesus. What else? In the name of Jesus. Inaptness is there in the name of Jesus. Inaptness in the name of Jesus. We call that out in the name of Jesus. Insecurity. Insecurity hides in that one. Call him out of you in the name of Jesus. Insecurity, we command it to go in Jesus' name. All self-pity now. Self-pity. The spirit of fear. We command the spirit of fear to loose you in the name of Jesus. All of that goes in inferiority also. The spirit of fear. He's a big taproot. He branches out into many areas of our life. The spirit of fear. Let's say it together. I command the spirit of fear to loose me in the name of Jesus. Now take a deep breath and kick him out. Out in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Now we're ready for another one. Apathy. Atrophy. Express that to us. I could express it better by saying it's like an escape into. That's what we do many times. We escape into a place that we can handle. And atrophy is a place where you can shut down. And you don't have to be anything to anybody. You just blank wall, blank sheet of paper. That spirit of indifference, atrophy, in the name of Jesus. We command that to loose us. Come on out in the name of Jesus. See, the great escape, depression is a condition of atrophy. Depression, come on out in the name of Jesus. Spirit of depression, come on. Come on out. Come on out. The spirit of depression is loosed very strongly upon men who are between the ages of 40 and probably 55, and women probably in their late 30s and through their 40s. That spirit of atrophy, come on out in the name of Jesus. And I break the curse of menopause off of the male and the female in the name of Jesus. All the feelings that go in the midst of that, I command it to loose you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now let's hear another one from you. Fatigue and tiredness.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.